A newly released report by Turkey's main opposition Republican People's Party has accused Ankara of turning a blind eye to the ISIL activities in the south. The CHP report says ambulances are routinely used to transfer wounded terrorists into Turkish soil. A CHP delegation which visited the province of Adıyaman has found that the ISIL terrorist group not only treats its injured militants in local hospitals, but has a recruitment network across the region. The ISIL finds most of its recruits from local coffee houses and mosques. Many of those recruits have crossed the border several times to fight in Syria. Based on the CHP report, families have tipped off the Turkish intelligence service and security forces about the ISIL activities, but their calls have only fallen on deaf ears. Meanwhile, Cemil Bayık, a leading commander of the Kurdistan Workers Party, has also accused Turkey of attacking PKK fighters in order to protect the ISIL. Well, joining us now from Australia, Syrian activist and political commentator Mimi Alam. Ms. Alam, welcome to the program. Talk to us about the recent report divulged by the CHP regarding Turkey turning a blind eye to the activities of the ISIL in the south.
Well, you know, there's a lot of evidence to support what the head of the PKK are saying, and the leader of the PKK, as you may be talking about, has recently stated that the Turkish government is actually targeting Kurds in its airstrikes in Syria and not ISIS. And in fact, those airstrikes are supporting ISIS in pushing back Kurds from certain areas. And for the last 4 years, there's been a deluge of evidence to support the fact that Turkey has been supporting and backing ISIS in order to try to overthrow the Syrian government and destabilize Syria. Recently, you know, the authorities in Turkey have confirmed that the Islamic State commander Imre Kahan was being treated in Turkish hospitals. There seems to be no like real evidence to suggest that Turkey is fighting ISIS as they're claiming. Even some officials in the US government are starting to admit that there are ties between Turkey and ISIS unofficially. This was reported by the Business Insider article.
And Ms. Alam, about the recent events and the attacks that Turkey has carried out in Iraq and Syria, many believe that given the support that Turkey has shown to the ISIL and other terrorists and militant groups in Iraq and Syria, that they do have ulterior motives in carrying out these attacks, and it's not fighting the ISIL. What are those motives, in your opinion?
Those motives are to try to suppress a Kurdish separatist movement or any kind of Kurdish uprising in Turkey. That's clearly the greatest threat to Turkish state at the moment, not ISIS. ISIS seems to be actually supporting the agenda of the Turkish state in destabilizing Syria and in fighting back the Kurds. So even this recent attack happened, the excuse that the Turkish government used was a bombing by ISIS inside Turkish territory. But that bombing was against a communist Kurdish group, not against the Turkish state itself. In fact, the group that ISIS targeted was against the Turkish state. However, the Turkish government did, in fact, claim this was the reason they started launching attacks in Syria. And this was actually already stated in the Turkish war room leaks, the private conversation between Erdogan and his generals in 2013 that came out and was spread all over social media, that they stated they wanted to use ISIS in a false flag attack on Turkish territory in order to attack Syria. And that's exactly what's happened.
Syrian activist and political commentator Mimi Alam joining us from Australia.